Close your eyes for a second. Not if you're driving, of course. Now think of the Alamo. What do you see? Probably the church building with a distinctive facade. But Becky Dinnan says the Alamo is much more than that one building.
When you're here on the grounds like we are right now, it stretches all the way on the north side to Alamo Plaza Street and then over to a federal building over here that is where one of the walls were, and then all the way down to the back. So it's a much bigger footprint. If you see models of it, you kind of get a picture in your head.
Dinnan's been the director of the Alamo since February, just before the General Land Office took over the site from the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Her job is to guide the Alamo through a new chapter.
And what we'd like to do is take the plaza and the Alamo complex and begin to think through a planning process of how we can restore more of the original pieces together in a visitor setting.
Alamo visitors Emily and Isabella Solis admit they wanted a little more.
What do you think about coming to see the Alamo?
Oh, I thought it was cool. I was expecting more rooms.
Isabella's 7. I asked her about her favorite part of the historic site.
Well, kind of the opening. I wanted to get inside really bad, but after I came inside, I wanted to go out.
Dinnan and the Texas General Land Office want to restore forgotten parts of the Alamo and build a new visitor center and museum. That's become a priority since Texas history enthusiast and British rocker Phil Collins donated his enormous Alamo collection to the state.
Maybe that's a little bit of what sparked it. Maybe that was a great kick in the pants that he gave to all of us to say now's the time to do the right thing for the Alamo.
But new buildings cost money, and right now that's in short supply. So the Alamo itself might not be making a lot of money, but as I walk across the street here, it's pretty clear everyone else is. There's a Ripley's, believe it or not, and one of those wax museums, along with about a dozen gift shops selling t-shirts and candy and everything else.
What we're selling is pretty much the Mirror Maze and the Laser Vault Challenge.
Still, Dinnan says money's not the biggest focus.
This is really about telling the story of the Alamo. Certainly, we want it to operate in the black. But our goal's not revenue.
The Daughters of the Republic of Texas say part of that story is told through its library, accumulated while the group was caretaker of the Alamo, and that its collection should not be put into a museum under the control of the state. They're suing to make that clear.
The state of Texas has taken the position that the collection belongs to the state of Texas unless the daughters can prove otherwise.
Lamont Jefferson's the DRT's lawyer. He says preserving the history of the Alamo is one of the reasons the group was formed and that it's always owned and preserved this library.
If the DRT cannot resolve its differences with the state, it's likely that the collection will have to leave the place where it is now.
That means big chunks of Alamo history could leave the Alamo, including one of the first printed copies of the Texas Declaration of Independence.
It does make me sad. I think this is the best place for it.
Leslie Stapleton was hired by the DRT to run the Alamo Library. She says the idea of an Alamo Museum is great, but the library's mission is research.
If they're on display, then researchers can't get their hands on them to actually use them for research.
Neither Alamo Director Becky Dinnan nor the Texas General Land Office would comment on the DRT's lawsuit. They're focusing on hiring new management, fundraising, and thinking of other ways to boost the Alamo. They say that will not include a fee to get into the chapel itself, but may include fees for the museum or a membership-type model. The DRT's worried it could all get too commercial, but visitors Emily and Isabella Solis are ready.
I would pay for the museum part. I think the Alamo part should be free, for
at
sure.
At our house, we have our own museum.
I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.